with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
You've had a tough week or two, Andrea.
Oh, Simon. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yes, it was a tough week. And I must tell you, Baruch Hashem, I got a lovely note from you. My husband had surgery, had knee replacement surgery. If you know anything about that, it is brutal. And, nurturing is not my middle name. I mean, you know, Florence Nightingale and Clara Barton.
Could do a little better job than you, perhaps. No, yeah, I can see
it. Oh my gosh. And like, I thought I'm going to have like 4 days vacation. Hey, he's in the hospital.
Could have taken him an air fryer and let him cook for himself. You know, he did that for the son. You
could have given him one. Air fryer. I know. He like, I don't know. I was like fluffing pillows. Like, you know, how many pillow fluffs can you do? And it's Israel. When I got to the, to the hospital and some guy in, I got to the hospital like 1 o'clock. You know, I had things to do. And I got, and a guy, my husband was fine. I mean, he's married to me. I'm from New York. He knows the deal. And I come and this guy in this other bed, I mean, the guy is strapped up. He's got one arm to the breast, a leg in the air. And he looks at me and he says, in Hebrew, you know, nasty Hebrew. He said, like, where were you?
Ooh, yes. It's about right.
You know, and I went, I had things. I was so pathetic. So I started to like, you know, tuck my husband in. Very annoying. But anyway, I wanted to tell you. First of all, I love that. That's all the incidents that are happening around us. That's all? My gosh, what's going on there? The traffic, it's terrible.
We're here.
Yeah, I'm listening to your reports.
We're back to normal. We've had summer holidays. Joburg has been empty. There's been nobody in town. And about this time of the year, it's if somebody switches a button and life goes back to normal. So that's what's happening on this side of the world.
Yeah, normal, nuts. So I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to share because you asked what's happening outside of my Jerusalem window. And you know that we've had this conversation before, Simon, you know, talking about, you know, the claim that Israel is an apartheid nation.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this entire experience was certainly, in terms of coexistence and in terms of celebrating the human being as valuable and incredible, this was the eye-opener. You know, it's very demeaning. It's very demeaning to be hospitalized and to be incapacitated. And I must tell you, you know, my husband, he felt really old during this. Here, this vibrant guy goes spinning 11 times a week.
Yeah.
And suddenly he can't walk without assistance. He can't go to the bathroom. I mean, it was like really horrible. The love, the compassion. And I have to tell you, the socialized medicine to the house, Simon. I don't know what, I mean, you're a little spoiled being in South Africa. In Israel, he has 4 or 5 times private PT in the house. You hear this? The doctor came to the house.
No, it's unheard of. It's unheard of.
Unheard of. A nurse came to the house, social workers, and check this one out. I couldn't believe it. Because he's of a certain age, which shall remain, I think I mentioned it 6 or 7 times. Shh. he's entitled to like somebody to come to the house, shower him, dress him, which he doesn't need. I mean, like even try that. But since he doesn't want it, I'm entitled to cleaning help.
No
way,
Andrea.
Okay, you guys are spoiled.
Wow. That's incredible.
It was a mega wow. I couldn't believe it. And it's all covered in this kind of socialized universal health care that he gets. And let me tell you the names of the people who have been to our house.
Yes.
It wasn't Moshe, Shloime, and Hanala. It was, who did we have over? I wrote them in this because we've had visiting regularly. Our regular visitors are Ali, Muhammad, Mahmoud, Musa, and Tawik. And my neighborhood, you know, I went and I was chatting with I needed some serious narcotics and I had to, there was something wrong with the prescription. So I had to beg badly and I begged in several languages. And my pharmacist has the most beautiful English and he got it at Nablus University. So.
What are you telling me? Are you telling me that there's no undercurrent of hostility, that it really is on an interpersonal level utterly normal? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I can't speak. I'm not in charge of people's behavior. I can't speak. I don't know what Dr. Tawik thinks of us when he goes home. But I know that let me just tell you this one. This guy, Muhammad, sits and I have a very beautiful baby grand piano. And he said, may I? And he played me an Arab wedding song on the piano. And for at least those few moments, we were people sharing culture, people sharing music. Is this dangerous? I don't know. You know where I stand politically. You know where my fears are, and you know where my loyalties are. But nobody is going to bully me and tell me that there are not glorious, believe me, Tawik, Muhammad, they want for their families. They want to be left alone. They want to earn.
One amazing thing.
On interpersonal, without the politicians getting involved, without that heinous, aberrant, defective, mutant Palestinian Authority and Hamas pulling their strings.
Find that incredible. And you just see the humanity in each other. I tell you what upset me, Andrea. My last trip to Israel, longer ago than I'm happy about, a year and a half ago now, I was taking my niece on a trip to Jerusalem, and we went on a tour guide walk through the old city. And we were standing around outside one of the gates and where the tourist guides sort of gather. And we were there with, I didn't care what the tourist guide was. I never asked them if they were Jewish or not. They just happened to be Israeli. And there was an Arab tour guide, angry, shouting, "You Jews only support Jewish tour guides. They only want Jewish tour guides." And I thought, that was the most irrelevant thing I've ever heard in my whole life. And I thought, has it infiltrated, has the loathing and the hatred infiltrated to such a level that that you can't even take a tour without this becoming a major issue? And this is why your story is moving me so much today, because you're saying absolutely the opposite. There is a recognition of humanity of each other in the most intimate of situations. He's in your house.
Look, you know, the thing is, Simon, you saw a tour guide. I don't know. Maybe he's a crazy angry guy. Maybe he's an abusive husband. I don't know who he is. But his behavior rained down and can let people think that this is the norm and the standard. He might be a freak among Arab tour guides.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely
You know,
right.
We don't know. I have to tell you that this was such an incredible experience. However, I walk around the old city a lot, and you can well imagine if I have something to say, I'm going to say it.
Sure.
And I hear tour guides absolutely anti-Israel, enraged. They have an agenda. I don't know where they come from, where they get them. The BDS crowd finds them. And they will be standing over the old city, speaking in English, thinking that everybody there passing them is speaking Hebrew. And I will interrupt the tours.
And say, so it's not
I
quite
will interrupt
that way.
And I will Good say, you are being lied to. It has happened to me on the Tayelet here, over by the Sher, over, you know, we overlook the old city here. And I have interrupted tours and told these people that they are being lied to. And I spill out, you know, email addresses. If you want to know the truth, check this out first. Get balance. And
so that's interesting. So that was a good example I used, because then you know that it's real. You've seen it for yourself. These
I've seen it with my own eyes. And I have to tell you that those who, people who work, people who are decent, people who are fine, there is a camaraderie. There's a camaraderie in the hospitals. There's a camaraderie in the universities. There's a camaraderie in the tours. But all it takes is a freak or two to ruin it for everybody and to give the impression. Somebody says, when I went to Israel, I saw, you know, they may have seen some Jewish worker being very abusive to an Arab employee. Is this the norm? I pray not. But it's the message that is taken home.
Here you
and we have to be more vigilant. I'm telling you, I'm on a campaign. I really want to start a program called The Best Israeli in the World Today.
I like that. I'll sign up. Andrea, before we leave it, how's your husband?
You know, he's a little crabby, but he's okay. He's okay. And, you know, he's letting me sleep. It's bad, but he's going to be great. He's going to be great. And with anything, you see what you want and you go after it. I know people who are 14 weeks after the surgery and still with walkers. But you know what? They were lazy before. He's an animal. He's crazed.
He'll be good.
He's very proactive, and he doesn't do well being like a limpy geezer. And he's got to get out of here. I can't do this nurturing thing. I got to serve him meals, Simon. Like, he wants to eat. Could you imagine?
Oh, I love speaking to you. Just before I let you go, our listener, Ronnie Hershevitz has weighed in, and she says to you, go, lioness. Yeah. Go, lioness. So there you go.
Hey, Ronnie.
There's a whole bunch of us who love what you're doing. Andrea, Hope your husband comes right quickly. I hope you make him wonderful meals, make his bed, and do everything else that you ought to be doing. And look forward to speaking to you same time next week.
Simon, Shabbat Shalom. Listen, the guy's going to either heal or die.